You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The college also suggests starting tests later in life and ending them earlier in old age. The guidelines were published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Today is World Hunger Day. Hunger Notes managing editor Lane Vanderslice says progress is being made to end the global problem.
One of the goals was to reduce the proportion of hungry people by half. We haven't quite made it as we're coming near the end of it next year, but they've come pretty close.
One recent effort is the government's Feed the Future program, which helps support farmers in third world countries. Vanderslice says that world hunger is largely a political problem, and the best way to help is to join an anti-hunger organization like Bread for the World or Results. World Hunger Day is meant to highlight the problem of hunger and spur action.
Certainly gives us an excellent opportunity to think about what has been done and not been done.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning. At 11:03, it is 74 cloudy degrees in Flemington. Forecast for today is a high near 87 with a chance of thunderstorms. The chance of thunderstorms continues overnight and into tomorrow morning. And then for the afternoon, it looks to be mostly sunny with a high of 87. Saturday, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms between 1 p.m. with a high of 82. And then a cold front moves through Saturday night, and Sunday will be a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, with a high of 74.
They say after seeing a magician make his assistant disappear, Mr. Clean came up with a product that makes dirt virtually disappear. He called it the Magic Eraser. It cleans like magic. Even baked on dirt disappears right before your eyes. Mr. Clean's Magic Eraser.
And thin and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking.
Good morning, and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry. And Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, what in God's name is IndieFlix? Relax, Jennifer tells all. Summer is unofficially here, and HCL can get you into some local museums for free. We'll tell you how. Is Jennifer a born-again Christian? Of course not. Excuse her for getting it right the first time. The HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, our outdoor summer concert series schedule, and much more in today's library show. Okay, my first question of the day was that commercial part of your...
No, and when I pick a YouTube video, I try to pick one that doesn't have a commercial. And it didn't.
And you didn't do it that time.
No, it
Jennifer.
Didn't have a commercial when I looked at it this morning. No, it has a commercial.
I find that hard to believe.
No, it didn't, honestly.
Okay, girl from Ipanema. Why?
It's.
What? You have to explain, Jennifer.
Okay, first of all,
our
listeners are. I do enjoy the
perplexed.
Song very much, but how did it come up for today?
Girl from Ipanema?
Yeah. It's a really long, convoluted story. You want to hear it?
I guess, yes.
Okay, so yesterday morning on my way to work, I heard the prologue to Joseph's amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Where the heck did you hear that?
On
Were you on Broadway? Is that
no.
Morning,
so I have Sirius in the car.
Oh.
So, and there's a Broadway station, so I listened to that. And So I emailed my sisters a quote from that, and they're like, now I have that stuck in my head all day. And then somebody said, at least it wasn't Go, 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 Joseph. So then we emailed back and forth about Go, 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 Joseph a little bit. And then my other sister said, well, now that's stuck in my head. And then my one sister emailed the Girl from Ipanema quote. And my other sister...
Wait, why a Girl from
like
Ipanema quote?
Just got another song into our heads.
Oh.
And my other sister didn't know the song.
And what does this song have to do with you and your sister?
Nothing.
This is... She just randomly referred to Girl from Ipanema?
You have
a very strange family, Jennifer.
No kidding.
Okay, a side question. Joseph's Amazing Technical... What is that about?
It's about...
Is it Joseph, Mary and Joseph?
No. Joseph and his brothers, and he gets a coat of many colors, and then they cast him off into the pit.
Who is Joseph? Who is Joseph and Joseph? Is he somebody famous? Is this a random Joseph?
No, he's from the Bible. It's a Bible story.
Which
and then he can interpret dreams.
This is in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
This story is in the actual Bible.
Mm-hmm.
With an amazing Technicolor dream coat? They knew the word Technicolor
back in
Bible days?
No.
Almay celebrates the true spirit of American beauty, which rises from the heart of our great country.
I apologize.
Dreams are born.
For the extra commercials.
I don't know what's going on.
And for Girl from Ipanema.
Why? You didn't like it?
Jennifer, I want to know how a Technicolor dream coat showed up in the Old Testament.
I don't believe they called it Technicolor dream coat.
I don't understand the story. I want to know. Okay, we have some programs coming at the library this week as Jennifer tries to use her words over there. We have a concert tonight at the North Canada Branch Library. Today's Thursday, May 28th. And at 7 p.m., a cellobration, Jennifer, with Calvin Langman and Justine Langman. Enjoy a sweet night of cello repertoire, Jennifer. Sweet, of course, spelled S-U-I-T-E. Get the pun?
I get the pun.
As Calvin Langman returns to perform at the North County Branch Library, it will be accompanied on the piano by his sister, Justine Langman. The Langmans actually enter the photo show every year. Is that correct? Are their parents? This is like maybe the library family of the year.
I think so. It could be.
So it's a talented family, obviously. They're featuring works by Bach, Britten, Beethoven, and beyond. The Killer Bees, I like to call them, Jennifer. He's a junior at North Huntington High School and plans to graduate this year so he can spend next year practicing cello and get into a conservatory. Calvin is currently in his ninth year of studying cello at the Juilliard Pre-College. That is impressive, Jennifer.
It is.
So this guy is obviously on his way to the New York Philharmonic or something.
Did you read...
And you can say, remember when we were at Cellobration at the North County Branch Library when you heard him for free.
There was a cello story in the paper last week with the New Jersey Connection. This young man is going to Russia for some exclusive cello competition, and you have to go through layer after layer. His parents sold their house in Bergen County for $600,000 to buy him a new cello from the 1600s.
Those are great parents. How supportive can you be?
Could you imagine I wouldn't even want to take it to Russia. I feel like you have to come here.
I would never even have asked my parents in the first place. That dream would have died on the table for me, Jennifer.
Speaking of dreams, Joseph is from, the story is from Genesis. And the coat of many colors is what it was called. Probably a patchwork coat made from different materials.
Okay. And what magical powers did it have?
It didn't really, although Joseph, it said that he could interpret dreams.
That was his power.
Yeah.
And what is the plot of this thing? What is the final? Does something good happen?
He gets out a lot. But his brothers are jealous of him, so they throw him in a pit. Throw him in jail.
With his dream color coat on?
Dream coat, yes.
Why didn't they take the coat away from him? Throw him in a pit, you should take the coat. Why didn't they take the coat?
They were going to kill him, but the eldest brother told them not to kill them. They said, just get rid of him for a little while.
This is like the exact opposite family of the cello family.
It is. See?
Okay, Jennifer, there's other programs coming up at the Huntington County Library. Next Tuesday, June 2nd, your 100 Interactive Medicines Wellness Series continues with Tai Chi and Qigong.
Qigong.
Qigong?
Qigong.
Qigong? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Qigong by Judy Hasen will be Tuesday, June 2nd at 11 a.m. This is a special afternoon program this wellness series. So it's 11 a.m. on Tuesday, June 2nd. And Judy Hasten's been here before teaching Qigong and Tai Chi. Once again, all these programs are on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Just click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner of the homepage, and you can follow along at home. Jennifer, you also have another program that evening.
I do. And we're doing this in conjunction with the Tricentennial Plus One committee.
Okay.
It's New Jersey's Agriculture Inventions, Innovations, and Discovery with food historian Judith Kral Russo. And I booked this program, and then Marcia Caro said that they were going to continue some programs under the Tricentennial Committee umbrella this year dealing with agriculture. So I emailed Marcia, and I said, hey, can you send this out to your list, because I think they might enjoy it. And she said, oh, can we bring refreshments? So they're going to bring refreshments, and they're going to sell some books, and we're going to promote some of their programs.
Very good. So I like that. Community support, Jennifer. We take it seriously.
That's right.
I skipped a program on Sunday.
I have a question. Yeah, there's two programs on Saturday at North County. Are they both still on?
I believe so.
There's the Young Composers Contest winners.
Oh, Saturday. I'm sorry.
Each year, there's a contest held for students in grades 3 through 12. This year's contest, the criteria being to write for piano, trumpet, or both, piano and trumpet, attracted 20 composers. It doesn't list the winners. But I know Rishab Tapper, who performs at the Huntington County Library, I know he won the freshman, the ninth grade.
You're looking for me to say something?
I'm looking to see where the winners are.
You got to go to the concert, Jennifer.
I know. But so some of the students will be performing their pieces there. And in the afternoon at 1 o'clock, local author Myrna Smith will be at the North County Branch Library to launch her new book, God and Other Men, Religion, Romance, and Self-Love. Her story, though it encompasses her divorce, is much larger. In this search for the Holy Grail memoir, she traces her travels through enlightenment as a middle-aged American woman with wry humor and heartfelt longing.
Humor about bread.
Right. Oh, very funny. Yes. Myrna Smith has lived in Huntington County since 1970, first in Tewksbury and now in Frenchtown, and she taught English at Raritan Valley College for 34 years. So if you'd like to meet her and hear about her book, stop by the library at 1 o'clock. Yes.
Okay, Jennifer, and then two programs next Wednesday, June 3rd, one at the North County Branch and one at Headquarters Library. First, the North County Branch. At 7 p.m., we are showing a movie, Jennifer, The Last Call at the Oasis, Water. And this is a film being shown by the Huntington County Chapter of the Sierra Club. And how can I describe it, Jennifer? As West Virginia residents have discovered, it's Earth's most valuable resource. That's water I'm referring to. So this is from Academy Award-winning director Jessica Yu. The Last Call of the Oasis sheds light on the vital role water plays in our lives. I'm just going to stop talking about it, Jennifer. If you want to learn more about how water is so instrumental, if you don't believe me, I suggest going to the North County Branch Library next Wednesday, June 3rd at 7 p.m. and finding out for yourself how vital water actually is. I'm guessing it's pretty vital.
I think so. And speaking of instrumental, at the Headquarters Library on June 3rd.
That was thin.
I thought it was a good segue. Same as she wrote a book about bread. We're going to have folk singer David Berger, who will be singing and playing some of his favorite folk songs, some of his own music, and he often encourages audience participation. David is an accomplished flat-picking guitarist and king of the 64-note harmonica. He is a Huntington County resident and has been teaching at Huntington Central High School for over 30 years. If anybody had Mr. Berger for freshman history, this is the same guy. So come on out to the library.
My daughter had him.
Me too.
You had him? Wow. And so what was he like as a teacher?
We like to say it was one of his first years teaching.
Oh. So you didn't think he was very good?
No, he was. No, we had a good time. But we like to say so we don't feel so old.
Oh, I got you.
No, he was.
Well, he must be a great teacher if he lasted 30 years.
He was an engaging teacher. He sure was. And his wife, Barb, is very active in Special Olympics And Barb will have a table set up with information about Special Olympics.
Oh, very good.
And Dave always donates his
She always enters the photo show, too.
Yes. And Dave generally donates his honorarium to the Special Olympics.
Very nice.
So come out and support everything. All right, we're going to go to a commercial break, and we will be right back after these commercials.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
100 Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. I want to go back and make another quick point about the vitalness of water. Vitalness? What's past tense? How vital water is in our society. Our loyal listener Kiko makes this point. You cannot make beer without water.
Very important.
So please attend this very urgent workshop.
So Kiko is a beer expert. In
yes.
It. Speaking of, can I just, speaking Kiko of Kiko. Kiko, if you're not doing anything next Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, and I'm sure you're well aware of this.
Run, Kiko. This doesn't sound good.
There's a World War II weekend at the Reading Airport. When they fly in, there's a B-29 that flies. They have Mustangs that fly.
That's next weekend? I thought it was always Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-mm. No, that's the Blue Angels. This is always the first full weekend. It's at the...
Blue Angels is the Navy. Kiko's Army.
I know, and this is the Air Force.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Okay.
I mean, so this
is Air Force?
No. It's World War II weekend, but it's at the museum at the Reading Airport.
And you go every year, right?
I go every year. They don't fly as much on Friday. They fly a lot on Saturday and Sunday, but it's quieter on Friday. It's not quite... But they do have a little bit of flying. Kevin Russo, who has a P-51 Mustang from Bridgewater, flies it.
He flies it in there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
It's pretty cool. Last year they didn't, and Jim Beardsley flies, or Beardsley.
Where can you see it in Bridgewater? That's a lot closer
to
Branchburg.
I've never seen Kevin. I've never seen him around here, and I've searched the Courier News because I wanted him to come talk at the library. Every year I hand him a card and say, you know, let's get together. And he's like, yeah, whatever.
He thinks you're stalking him, Jennifer.
But I am. So if you're not doing anything next weekend.
So you're going all 3 days?
I'm definitely going Friday. We'll see about Saturday.
Stay over?
We might.
Stay over in that hotel that's shaped like a... that's Lancaster. I'm thinking of the wrong town. Stay over in Kutztown. That's not far. No. Stop at the Kutztown Tavern on the way home.
Okay.
Yeah, just don't like wave me off, Jennifer.
No, because we're usually there 12 hours.
Okay, Jennifer, today is May 28th. I'm starting off with this. There's social media buzz, Jennifer. Did you hear this? That because of planetary alignment, there will be a huge magnitude 9.8 earthquake in California today.
Really?
That was the prediction.
Okay. How's it going so far?
From what I hear, my prediction is that's all baloney because aren't they... This is all Hollywood again.
I mean, California's still attached to the United States.
Yes, but Jennifer, aren't they releasing a movie, I think, opening tomorrow about San Andreas Fault?
Oh, well, hello.
So this, right?
Yeah.
A little, people don't buy this stuff. It's Hollywood marketing. Then don't go see San Andreas now because I don't like this kind of marketing. There's actually some people that are probably believing this.
Right,
scared sort of out of their lives.
Sort of like War of the Worlds.
Right, probably maybe evacuating California just in case it's right because they believe this stuff. And this is just Hollywood promoting
frankly,
a movie.
9.8 or
makes me angry, Jennifer.
It's going all the way out to like Nevada. It's more than California.
This is a movie promotion, people.
Okay.
And it's very cruel in my... There are, Jennifer, I'm sure there are people that believe this and are actually taking measures to save themselves. And all it is a movie promotion. I'm livid, Jennifer. I'm absolutely livid. Okay, today in history, I asked Jennifer some trivia questions about things that happened on this date.
Okay.
And I can't finish that thought. We'll go all the way back, Jennifer, to 585 BC.
Wow.
May 28th. I didn't even know there was a May 20th. They actually had the calendar. When was with the Caesars? Weren't they after...
I don't remember when the Gregorian calendar.
Was there a May 28th in B.C. times? I guess there was because it's on the thing, Jennifer. Okay, Jennifer. Alavadis is battling the Syraxis in the Battle of Halys, and it led to a truce on this date. Why?
Why what?
Why did they have a truce at the battle on this date? What happened?
Everybody died.
Well, there'd be nobody to call a truce, Jennifer. A solar eclipse happened. And both sides thought it was a sign, and they ended the battle.
But an earthquake's not going to hit today.
No.
Before 4 o'clock local time, the straightforward answer is it's totally fake.
What are you talking about? Back to the earthquake, Jennifer? Yeah. We've moved on. I've debunked the myth.
Okay.
1892, Jennifer. Whom... In San Francisco, California, on this date, organizes the Sierra Club, which Huntington County now has
John
a chapter.
Muir.
Very good.
Thank you.
How'd you know that?
I work in a library.
Okay, on this date in 1937, the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco is officially opened. Who pushes a button signaling the start of vehicle traffic over the span?
Henry Ford.
It's a good guess.
Logical.
It is an incorrect guess. The current president... Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
It's a good person, too.
Actually, he was in D.C. when he pushed the button. So I guess it was
ceremonial.
Okay, Jennifer. 1942, World War II history. In retaliation for the assassination attempt on Reinhard Heydrich, the Nazis in Czechoslovakia kill how many people for an assassination attempt? Of Reinhard Heydrich.
Plus or minus how many?
Plus or minus how many what?
Like what margin of error are you going to give me?
I'll give you margin of error of 1,000.
5,000.
1,800.
Oh, good. You're buzzing. Did Kiko know that?
Oh, good.
No, I'm glad it was only 1,800, not 5,000.
Kiko has trivia for us on this day in 1863. What happened, Jennifer? May 20th, 1863. I don't know either. So let's think about it. It must be a Civil War thing, correct?
Yes.
The Battle of Antietam. I'm guessing.
All right, Kiko.
I have no idea.
All right, Kiko.
Okay, 1951, we'll move on until Kiko gives us the answer. 1951 on this date. What British radio comedy program was broadcast on the BBC for the first time?
British radio.
Comedy.
Who do you call it?
It's going to be hard.
Who do you call it? McGee?
Fibber McGee.
Fibber McGee.
No. That was an American show.
Okay.
It was called The Goon Show. It was with Peter Sellers. And the only reason I bring this up, Jennifer, because everything comes back to what? Yes.
The Pink Panther?
No. Everything comes back to what, Jennifer? My trivia questions.
The Pink Panther? What?
The Pink Panther?
I don't know what.
The Beatles.
Oh, the Beatles. What does that got to do with?
See, exactly. What would that have to do with the Beatles? The Goon Show was one of John and Paul's, when they were growing up, their favorite show, and it was something that binded them. But the producer of the Goon Show was one George Martin, who ended up being the Beatles producer and teaching John Lennon and Paul McCartney a lot about music.
Jim, you need to get out more.
Beatles trivia for you, Jennifer. Okay, 1952 on this date. Who was granted the right to vote in Greece?
Women.
Correct. 1952. when did that happen in the U.S.? Way before that, I hope.
Not way before. Right after the turn of the century.
Well, that's pretty far before, Jennifer. Okay, then finally, Jennifer, on this date in 1999, Leonardo da Vinci's masterpiece, The Last Supper, is put back on display. Where was it?
Before, or where was it now?
No, it was on display. Where was it? Why was it put back on display?
Is it in the Vatican?
No. Where was it before it was put back on display? What happened to it?
It was stolen.
Incorrect.
Oh.
It was under restoration work for 22 years.
It's a big painting. All right, what was the answer?
Wow. Okay, Kiko's question, what happened on this date in 1863? The answer, Jennifer, is the all-black regiment from the movie Glory was based on the 54th Massachusetts sets off to fight in the South.
That was a really good movie.
That was a good movie. Wasn't Matthew Broderick in that? Was he the leader?
And Denzel Washington.
And it didn't end well for them, right? Weren't they slaughtered on a beach in South Carolina or something?
Nothing.
Is that Glory? All right, so the movie Glory, if you want to learn about the 54th Massachusetts, they started their fighting on this day in 1863. Okay, Jennifer Borner died on this date. 1888, Jim Thorpe is born.
He was a runner. It's named after Pennsylvania has a town named after him. There's a fight over his remains where they should be buried.
They're buried in Jim Thorpe, PA.
I know, but the family wants them buried someplace else.
Well, they can't do it because they made a deal with the town. If the town renamed itself Jim Thorpe, they'd bury him there.
I'm just telling
you. His widow needed the cash. They've got to blame her.
Well, now the kids aren't happy.
Okay, he was also an Olympic decathlete football player.
That's a good word.
He was an American Indian, too, Jennifer.
Yes.
Which, did you say that?
I didn't. I could have.
You could have, but...
I got onto the...
1908, Jennifer, Ian Fleming is born on May 28th.
Ian Fleming is a British author. He is most known maybe for Chitty Chitty Bang Bang or the James Bond books.
That's correct. That satisfies me, Jennifer.
I'm glad I satisfy you, Jim Thatch.
Okay, Jennifer, four people born on this date in 1944. Ready? Rapid fire. Rudy Giuliani.
He's the former mayor of New York City.
Gladys Knight.
And the Pips.
Sandra Locke.
Don't know.
Clint Eastwood's, I don't think he ever got married, but girlfriend was in a lot of his films together, and then they ended up, there was something happened between them, and he actually was pretty mean to her. I think she won a court case against him. 1940, and also Billy Vera. It's a very obscure one. Billy Vera and the Beaters.
Beaters, yeah.
Oh, you see, you know it. Why didn't you say it? They sang the song to the Family that was on Family Ties. They had one big hit.
Yeah.
It appeared on Family Ties. Okay, 1945, two people were born in the state in 1945. Patch Adams?
Robin Williams was in a movie entitled Patch Adams.
That's correct.
But I don't know who Patch Adams was other than that.
Not his profession?
Was he a clown? No.
Good, because there was a scene where he put a clown as he was a doctor, Jennifer.
Okay.
He founded the Gesundheit Institute.
God bless you.
And John Fogerty.
He was a singer. And I always had John Fogerty longer than. Or was that Dan Fogelberg? That was Dan Fogelberg. John Fogerty.
Famous band in the 60s. Also sang your song Center Field. We went solo, but what was the name of his band? You played that song in the
he
show.
Played Eagles.
No.
The Eagles? No. The Bird? I don't know.
Creedence Clearwater Revival. Head lead singer.
How about that?
Okay, died today. Finally, two more. Jennifer died today in 1971 on this date. Audie Murphy.
Audie Murphy was a Medal of Honor winner from World War I. Highly decorated.
Very good. And went on to become an actor.
Yes.
And finally, Phil.
And the Audie Murphy biography, Brian will tell you, is one of the best autobiographies you've
ever read. Sounds like an amazing man, actually.
Kiko, you should read the Audie
Murphy
story.
I'm sure Kiko probably already has read that one. I'll bet money on it. Phil Hartman died today in 1998.
He was a TV actor. You want to know what he's...
Yes, Jennifer, as always.
How about, I don't know.
Saturday Night Live.
No, we had this discussion last week.
No, he wasn't on Saturday Night Live?
No, we had the discussion. I never watched really Saturday Night Live.
All right, but he's in a lot of movies, too. But that's he got a start on Saturday Night Live. And unfortunately, was murdered by his wife, who had, I think, had drug problems or something.
Dear.
Yeah, so it was kind of a sad tale. Sorry I brought it up, actually. So that's today in history.
Yes, really. What'd you bring up?
I don't know. June's just around the corner, Jennifer. What do you got?
Well, I have the June bookmark.
Oh, you do? How'd you get it? It's not June yet.
I swiped it out of somebody's mail basket.
Wonderful.
There's a blue one and a gold
one. You know that's
one.
A federal offense.
Yeah, no, it's not that kind of mail basket. Yeah, by the way, whoever ran into my mailbox, it is a federal offense that you hit my mailbox and took off, so just saying.
It's probably a snowplow.
It wasn't. I watched the kid do it. It was a white Dodge Charger.
Uh-oh. Jennifer is out looking for you. What are you going to do if you catch him?
I called the cops already. What else can I do?
Did you? What, did they do it on purpose?
He was using my driveway to turn around, and he just backed straight out without looking. And right into it. And I live on a pretty quiet street where a lot of people walk, their babies, their dogs. You know, he could have run right into somebody.
It's a young kid?
Yeah. He didn't stop until he looked around to see if anybody saw him. Didn't see me at the window in the dining
room. Why didn't you yell?
I was too busy writing his license plate number down.
Did you get it?
I did.
You got his license plate number?
I did.
Oh, my gosh. Never wrong, Jennifer. She was all over me. So you stand at your window normally with a pad and pencil?
No, I was eating my dinner.
Okay.
And I was looking
but you write it out in spaghetti noodles till the
no,
license
I just
plate
said
number?
It out loud. I have a very good memory, Jim Thatch. Just remember that. So is there a difference?
We'll see.
There's blue and gold.
Blue and gold, yes.
It's just so the library colors, or is there a difference between the two?
Blue and gold is the colors of the jockey of American Pharoah.
Okay.
And who is American Pharoah?
American Pharoah has won the first two legs of the Triple Crown, and he is going to try for the Belmont Stakes. No, yeah, the Belmont Stakes next weekend?
Yeah, week from Saturday.
A week from Saturday. And I see June in two places on this. It's a jockey at the outline of somebody, obviously American Pharoah's jockey, and three crowns with a question mark. I see two Junes.
I think there's four. And no HCLs.
I don't see any. I mean, I see a couple things that if I tried really hard, I could make it an HCL, but not really.
Well, that would be impossible since there are none.
I know.
Do you think he'll do it, Jennifer?
I would like to see him do it because it would be very exciting.
But you're secretly rooting against
him? I'm not rooting against him. We'll see. It's very interesting. This looks like a boot. Is that a boot?
Where?
Right here. Or it's just like where his arm...
It's his arm and his leg.
It looks like a riding boot.
Where? We circle negative, it again?
The negative space that his arm
is. It's the space between his leg and his arm.
I know, but it looks like a riding boot. I didn't know if that was on purpose or not. Because you can be very clever sometimes. Okay. We just started a new service at the Hunterdon County Library.
Quickly, it's past 11:30. Let me just give you a quick recap on the weather,
it's
Jennifer.
It's going
to
rain.
I hate to skip this altogether. Today, Jennifer says it's going to rain. Actually, 40% chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, Jennifer. So it may or may not rain, Jennifer. But the temperature will be in the upper 80s. Tomorrow looks like a glorious day, 83 degrees and mostly sunny. Saturday, 86 degrees with some clouds. So another gorgeous day. This rain chance, good chance of rain returns Sunday and Monday. And Monday, the temperature supposedly be down into the low 60s again.
What can we do for you, Kiko?
Nothing.
That's not you, that's us.
It's probably something you're doing over there.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Okay, Jennifer, we have a new thing called IndieFlix that I said at the beginning of the show.
We do indeed. This is brought to you by the same people that brought Zinio to you. And we should also mention we have just added 30-something new magazines to our Zinio magazine collection, including the Artist Magazine, Shutterbug, Motor Trend, Bloomberg Business Week, Beadwork, Canoe and Kayak, Outdoor Life, Shape, Ski Magazine, Bon Appetit, Better Homes and Gardens, HGTV, Old House Journal, Town and Country, Traditional Home, Writer's Digest.
So we're talking about IndieFlix.
No. It's brought to you by the same people as Zinio, so I'm going over the new magazines we added first. The Atlantic, Vanity Fair, American Girl Magazine, Wired, Brides, Martha Stewart Wedding, More, Parents, and Working Mother.
Those are the ones we added?
Yes.
Awesome.
We did. So when you click on, right now...
Do people know what Zinio is?
That's our downloadable magazines. They have been listening forever, they should know.
If they've listened to every show religiously. This isn't Regis and Kelly.
I know.
Where people watch every day.
We were called Regis and Kelly one time by our director in print.
Really?
Yes.
So Zinio is, how do you get to Zinio? How would you download a magazine?
Well, you go to our digital collection page.
It sounds like slang for something.
hclibrary.us and go to the digital collection page. And that lists all our digital collection, EHCL, One Click, Digital, which those two are ebooks and audiobooks. And then Zinio, and it also has IndieFlix, which is the new movie. But when you click, and it's right now IndieFlix is on the main page, so if you're on the main page, you can just click on IndieFlix and it will take you right to the gateway. And when you get there, you're going to have a choice of Zinio or IndieFlix. So you can either read a magazine or watch a movie.
I'm going to try to follow along, Jennifer.
You're going to follow along at home. And IndieFlix is a streaming movie service. It provides unlimited access to award-winning shorts, feature films, and documentaries. With thousands of films to choose from more than 50 countries, IndieFlix offers a viewing experience you can't get anywhere else. They have film festival hits from things like Sundance and Cannes and Tribeca, the Robert De Niro Festival. They have foreign language films, genre films. They also support filmmakers, and so they work with them. It's available anywhere. You can also use any tablet, smartphone, computer. You can also use it with your Roku, Xbox, or Apple TV.
So you need your library card number, password, and number?
Correct. You're going to need to create an account. And if you have a Zinio account already and you're already downloading magazines, it's the exact same password. And you need to be a Hunterdon County Library card holder, and your library card needs to start with the 5 digits, 13913, because it's going to check. If you're a Flemington Borough resident, you're not going to be able to use it, even though we let you use the library. And IndieFlix has dozens and dozens of channels. They have action and adventure, animation, arts, comedies, documentaries, drama, foreign, horror, musicals, romance, science fiction, fantasy, sports. They have some old TV series. One other thing that they have that's really great, and this is the thing that sold me on it, is it's public performance rights. So we can build a film festival around this at the library and show these films as part of our fee that we pay.
That's a good idea.
It is. So I'm really excited about this.
Can you give me examples, some titles?
That's what I'm trying to look for, but I don't want to log in here.
Why?
So because this is set up to remember who you are.
Just log out at the end.
It still remembers you. They have PBS specials, which is something that's always really great. They have The Hidden Art of Islam, Forgotten Ellis Island. Every 4 seconds, a romance novel is published.
FYI?
Yes.
Not to go off on a tangent, but
imagine
here
that.
I go, Jennifer. I watched a special about John D. Rockefeller last night.
Oh, did you?
About Senior and Junior?
Uh-huh.
Fascinating.
Was it fascinating?
So Senior was Standard Oil Monopoly, robber baron, did a lot of, like, bad things. So his son, he gave all his money to his son and said, his son wanted to just clear the family name. So his son just did great things for humanity with all that money that was gotten you know.
He became a philanthropist.
He was a philanthropist. But I didn't know the extent of everything he did. Like the Palace of Versailles they restored.
Wow.
Williamsburg.
I knew he did Williamsburg.
Well, Rockefeller Center. That was in the middle of the Depression, and they did it to give all those people their jobs. That's why they started the Christmas tree, because that was all because they were so thankful that they had jobs. I didn't know that. I mean, just his wife is the one who did the Museum of Modern Art.
Yes. Yeah, they really became...
Like countless things.
They did. We have more movies on here.
Okay, back to the movies.
There is The Battle of Midway.
Oh, that was a good one.
It's actually only 19 minutes.
Was it Midway? Oh.
So some of these are short. A lot of these are short.
There was a good movie, Midway. I think it started... I think it starred Henry Fonda. No. Maybe it was Henry Fonda. Henry Fonda was in Mr. Roberts. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. But Midway was a good movie.
And you can watch any of these over and over and over. There's a Pearl Harbor story.
But this isn't actually. But that's not actually Pearl Harbor. It's a different version of it.
Correct.
Not the one with Ben Affleck?
No. It is not that one. When Soldiers Cry in 1965.
Soldiers Don't Cry, Jennifer.
Oh, see, we're in a mood again. But there's also, like, a lot of newsreels. So if you're in high school and you're doing a presentation, now they do these multimedia presentations. Mm-hmm. You can go on here and find...
Like clips of things, right, and use them?
Right, you can find clips.
What classic TV series do they have?
Let me go back to that. I know they have Bonanza, because South County Branch is anxious to show some of those. They have the Beverly Hillbillies, Casper the Friendly Ghost, Dragnet, Felix the Cat, Flash Gordon.
Felix the Cat, really?
Mm-hmm. They have German newsreels, Ozzie and Harriet, Popeye.
German newsreels?
George Burns and Gracie Allen. The Roy Rogers Show.
That woman just died, by the way.
Anne Mira.
Yeah.
I know. That was very... I saw her in Romeo and Juliet when Joseph Papp was producing all the Shakespeare plays at the Public Theater downtown. She was very, very good. She was quite good.
What did she star in when she was younger? What role am I thinking that she's best known for?
It's Stella and Mira. Stella and Mira.
Yeah, they were a comedy team, but she was in, like, TV shows, wasn't she?
Let's see. She was in... No?
All right, well, we'll ponder this on the break. Actually, let's take our break, Jennifer. We'll ponder it over the break and come back with...
Oh, she was in Fame sometime.
Fame?
I know. I don't know. It says under movies and TV shows.
You know what? They really are going to live forever.
She was in All My Children. Let's hope so. She was in All
you
My Children.
You loved Fame, huh?
I did.
And did I you want to go to that high school? What would have been your talent?
I had no talent. That's why
you were
going to
play the
high school.
The baritone horn. They didn't have a place in that school for baritone horns.
No, they really didn't. They really didn't.
You'd have been in that dancing street scene with your baritone horn on top of a car.
That would have been kind of difficult, huh?
No, you could have done it.
All right. We'll do the commercials, pay some bills, and be right back after the break.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I'm Karen Palatosh of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today. You're listening to hunterdonchamberradio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Welcome back to the Library Show. In 10 minutes, Jim Gonneau will be joining you to take care of business.
The Library Show, the only show on Internet radio that shares the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
Just not that of their president. You want to talk about the art show?
Yes. They mentioned Community Day in that last break. Hunterdon County Community at the 4-H Grounds Park in Ringo's. Also that morning, so you can do both, we have the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, Saturday, June 13th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're going to have live music with Acoustic Road. There's going to be over 50, maybe over 60 artists. We're getting close to the registration deadline, which is next Friday, Jennifer. So if you're a local artist, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and you want to enter the show, click on the link right on the homepage for the Outdoor Art Show, and you'll get a entry form that you can fill out and send to us, and we will include you. And if you just want to attend the show, well, like I said, it's Saturday, June 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Acoustic Road will be performing. You get to see the artwork of several, a plethora, Jennifer, of local artists of all ages and different media. It's a great day. This is the fifth year we've been doing it, or fourth year?
I want to say five.
I think it might be the fourth.
Just seems like forever.
So there'll be music, a lot of local artists. You can meet the artists, talk to them, browse their work. They will be giving awards to Best in Show, plus Best in each category. It's a great day. If you want to bring a picnic lunch and a chair or blanket and hang out with us for a while, you're more than welcome. What am I missing, Jennifer? Demonstration by the Hunterdon County Watercolor Society. Unfortunately, the Cultural and Heritage Art Expo, which was going to take place at the same time And the Freeholder Building has been postponed. But we're also having it's World Knit Day or something that day, too, in our meeting room.
Knit in Public Day.
Knit in Public Day. I'm sorry, Jennifer. Thank you for the correction. We'll be in our meeting room, so they'll be to see that as well. And of course, everything the library has to offer is available to you that day as well.
Yes.
So that's the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, Saturday, June 13th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We'll see you there.
Okay. And the Adult Summer Reading Club is underway. The theme is Escape the Ordinary. And this year, there is a new twist, and it is called a Bookerfly.
A what?
Bookerfly.
Bookerfly?
Do you know anything about
it? I didn't agree to this.
I didn't think so. In keeping with this year's National Summer Reading Club theme.
Book or fly?
Booker.
Bookerfly? One word?
One word. In keeping with this year's National Summer Reading theme, Escape the Ordinary, we have added a twist that we hope everyone will enjoy. In keeping with our extraordinary theme and in homage to Flat Stanley.
Who's Flash Stanley?
It's a children's book, and he used to get mailed around the world, and he would take pictures of Flat Stanley. Different places. We are introducing the Bookerfly. Like with Flat Stanley, we are encouraging you to take Bookerfly on your travels, both near and far, this summer, and take a picture of him or her with anything or at any event that you deem extraordinary. It is up to you, our intrepid club members, to decide what you feel qualifies as extraordinary. But here are some examples in case you're not sure. Animals, beautiful views, reading locations, libraries, events, foliage, etc. A prize will be awarded at the end of the Adult Summer Reading Club to the person deemed most deserving by the Bookerfly Committee.
What? Okay.
Each photo that
I
is
have
sent
questions
in,
when you're done.
I'm sure you do, as I do, will count as an entry in our weekly prize drawing as well as being entered into our special Bookerfly contest. Photos may be emailed to tedwards@hclibrary.us with the heading Bookerfly Photo. We will use some of these posts as part of the club blog, along with our usual book reviews. Here, there's rules, though. Of course, there's always rules. Club members may print out Bookerfly by clicking here. Feel free to cut out, decorate in any way you wish, and or enlarge, reduce, or laminate Bookerfly. Add Bookerfly to the frame of any picture that you take of something extraordinary. This is the part I'm unclear about. Bookerfly is in the process of being copywritten and may not be used in any way not stipulated in the above instructions. So I don't know if this is something we've created and we're trying to have it. I wish we had video camera right now for that.
What does Bookerfly look like?
It is, and I don't know if it's got to do with the national thing or it is the very crude outline of a butterfly with a book. Sort of like a butterfly.
Oh, I get it now.
But I'm unclear.
You've answered one of my questions.
I'm unclear whether it's something we have created and we are trying to get it copied, and I believe copyrighted is a better...
It's probably something that... We could have avoided all of this by me creating something. We could have made up our own character. It would have been very easy and fun to do.
So, I don't know where they got Bookerfly from.
It's some national campaign, I'm sure, Jennifer. Why did you get arrested? I used Bookerfly in an unauthorized way.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. So, you want a tip for the hot book for the summer?
I would, Jennifer.
Okay, it is.
This is something you just finished and you just got to share it with the world?
I do, but it's actually been out since May 19th.
Okay, good. As opposed to it hasn't been out to the public yet, which this is much preferable.
Thank you. It is called Disclaimer by Renee Knight, and it is, of course, a UK import. Catherine Ravenscroft and her husband are empty nesters now. Their son has moved out, and they've just moved into a smaller new house. And while Catherine's...
This takes place in England?
Yes. And while Catherine is unpacking...
Are you reading it to me verbatim?
No, I am not. While Catherine is unpacking... She uncovers, she finds a book called The Perfect Stranger. That's not hers, but it's in an envelope, and her name, her new address is handwritten on it. It was delivered to her old address, and somebody crossed it out and forwarded it to her. So she starts reading it, and it sounds really, really familiar. And it details a day that happened 20 years ago that Catherine has told no one about except for her husband. Now, her son was present when all this happened, but he was maybe 2 or 3 years old and has no memory of it. And she has tried to keep the secret hidden.
Something bad or something good?
Something bad. And The story is told, it's very cleverly told. It is told first by an unseen, unnamed narrator. And then his wife is slowly brought into it. And then it alternates with Catherine's story in present day. And it just goes back and forth. And now her past is catching up with her. And when the story first comes out and her husband finds out about it, it's devastating.
That her husband already knew.
No, her husband doesn't know about it. She's kept it from her husband.
The only person... I thought you just said her husband was the only one she told.
No, she has not even told her husband.
Oh, okay.
She has told no one about this, to her knowledge.
But her son was there, but yeah, too young to remember it.
And to her knowledge, only two people know exactly what happened, and one of them is dead. But now this book has arrived, and it is very similar to what happened, and it's going to reveal her story. So then...
Does it name her in the book specifically?
No, but she knows, because the details are there. Except for one event has been changed a little bit. And when her husband realizes that this is about her and that she kept the secret from him, he doesn't want anything to do with her, and he won't even let her explain. Their son has some drug issues, he ends up in the hospital, and then all the players converge, and then the truth comes out. And then everybody has to heal and get through this and face really what happened. And the author of the book doesn't even know what really happened.
Does sound interesting. What's it called?
It's called Disclaimer. Because in the front of the book, there's often a disclaimer that says, the events and characters in this book bear no likeness. Any likeness they bear to real people is a coincidence.
You know all about disclaimers on this show, Jennifer.
Yes. But in this book, as on this show, the disclaimer is crossed out in red ink.
Okay, I'm going to have to tell my wife. I think my wife would like that one.
Yeah, I think so. So I think this is going to be the Summer's Gone Girl. Or the girl on the train.
Thank you. You've heard it here first, Jennifer.
Heard it here first.
Summer tip disclaimer. Who's the author?
Renee Knight. And it is
Renee Knight. That's awesome. Okay, Jennifer, I think we're out of time.
I think we are. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Headline News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. AP correspondent Violet Economovo reports the Pentagon says it mistakenly shipped live anthrax to numerous research labs.
The Pentagon confirms a lab in Maryland and a military lab in South Korea have received live spores, and labs in eight other states may have received them too. The samples came from Dugway Proving Ground, an Army facility in Utah, and were sent using a commercial delivery service. The CDC says right now, though, there is no risk to the general public.
Texas residents continue to deal with storm problems. While some homeowners are cleaning up from the floodwaters, others are being encouraged, if not ordered, to evacuate. The Brazos River is still rising west of Fort Worth, and it's not expected to crest until early Friday. Emergency officials have been urging about 250 residents in the Horseshoe Bend area to leave their homes. This is USA Headline News.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Tonight on NBC, David Duchovny stars in the premiere of Aquarius. A 60s cop faces a new generation of crime.
You gotta read his rights.
You, dirtbag, have the right to rights you don't deserve, or I'll kick your teeth in.
And a small-time criminal will become a legend.
I'm Charlie Manson. One day, the world will know our name.
David Duchovny returns to network television in the two-hour premiere of Aquarius, tonight on NBC.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the cost of rent is rising sharply as more people become tenants rather than homeowners.
At least 60% of residents are now tenants.